ваше благородие, госпожа разлука. Все мы с ней не встретимся, вот какая штука. Письмецо в конверте, погоди, не рви. Не везет мне в смерти, повезет в любви. Письмецо в конверте, погоди, не рви. Не везет мне в смерти, повезет в любви.
Hello and welcome to lesson number 2 about the movie White Sun of the Desert. Белое солнце пустыни. And first, a couple of words about the movie in general. White Sun of the Desert is considered a classic western of the Soviet Union. And this movie is one of the most popular Russian films of all time. And it's hard to say why it's so successful. Maybe because of its blend of action, comedy, music, and dozens of great quotes. Some scenes from there are really classical. As for the plot of the movie, it's certainly not typical for the Soviet cinematography. White Sun of the Desert is about the Red Army soldier. His name is Fyodor Sukhov, and he has been fighting the civil war in Russian Asia for several years. If you don't know, we had the civil war in early 20s of the 20th century, and he was in the Red Army. So in the movie, he finally decides to go home, and all of a sudden is ordered to guard the wives of the main bandit of this area. So it's Russian version of a Western. Okay, now let's talk about the vocabulary. I hope you've already watched the video. And now listen to the dialogue one more time.
Опять ты мне эту игру поставила? Не могу я ее каждый день проклятую есть. Хоть бы хлеба достала.
Господи, да где же вы теперь найдешь-то? Съешь, ведь опять не закусывал. Ой, что нынче страх в поселке? Из дома никто нос не кажет. Ревком уполномоченный-то с милиционером все еще в центре не вернулись. А этот рыжий, что к нам приходил, самого Агдулу-то поймал. Не к добру. Господи, ты-то хоть не задирайся, не встревай. Ведь будет с тебя свое отвоевало.
So it was a dialogue between former customs officer who lost everything and now he's depressed, bored, drinking all the time, and his wife. So the first line, опять ты мне эту икру поставила. You're giving me this caviar again. So he's irritated. He's annoyed, he hates caviar, and today it's even funny because the price for the black caviar is just insane. The word поставила comes from the verb ставить. Actually, it's to put something. So she put the caviar in front of him. And then he says, не могу я ее каждый день проклятую есть. I can't eat this damn stuff every day. Проклятый means damned, cursed. Here it means that he hates it. He hates caviar already. No wonder it's difficult to eat the same stuff every day. Here I guess you've noticed the order of the words. I always remind to my students that in real conversational Russian, The order of the words might be pretty surprising. Like here, не могу я ее каждый день проклятую есть. In a textbook, I'm sure you would see, я не могу есть эту проклятую икру каждый день. But in conversation, it's just more emotional. And then he says, хоть бы хлеба достала. At least you could get some bread. Хоть бы means at least. Like here, at least some bread. Хоть бы хлеба достала. And this verb, достать, means to get something, to get one's hands on something. Also, we use it as to frazzle. For example, where did you get this cake on an inhabitable island? Где ты достал торт на необитаемом острове? Or, as I've mentioned, frazzle. You frazzled me. Ты меня уже достал. Here, speaking about the bread, in that area it was very difficult to get a bread. That's why he uses the verb достать, when it's something hard to get. Достать. Now listen to what he said one more time.
Опять ты мне эту игру поставила! Не могу я ее каждый день проклятую есть. Хоть бы хлеба достала.
And then his wife says, Господи, да где ж его теперь найдешь-то? Jesus, where can you get it now? Meaning the bread. This word, Господи, it means God. And we use it a lot. Even if in the Bible they say not to say the God's name without some special reason, Russians do it all the time. So there are two ways to say it. Господи, like here, and Боже, о Боже. And it's just an exclamation, like, oh my gosh, oh my God, Господи. So here she wants to emphasize that there is no bread. Господи, да где ж его теперь найдешь? Then she says, съешь, eat. So she's feeding him with that caviar. Ведь опять не закусывал. You didn't eat after drinking again, did you? Закусывать is a very interesting verb. And it means to eat something right after you drink some strong alcohol. For example, vodka. When you drink it, your mouth kind of burns. So it's better to eat something. And of course, in Russia, we have a special verb for it. And it's закусывать. For example, he drank vodka with a cucumber. Он закусывал водку огурцом. Now listen to this part one more time in real speed.
Господи, да где же вы теперь найдешь-то? Съешь, ведь опять не закусывал.
And then she says, ох, что нынче страху в поселке. Everyone is so scared in the village now. This sentence is very conversational. Normally you would say, в поселке все боятся. But here she said, что нынче страху в поселке. Нынче means сейчас, в настоящее время. Поселок is a synonym of деревня. And it means countryside, village, and usually it's far away from the city. And then she continued, из дома никто носа не кажет. No one comes out of their houses. And here it's an idiom with the word nose. Literally, из дома никто носа не кажет, means no one shows their noses out of their houses. And it means that everyone tries to stay at home because it's too dangerous outside. Из дома никто носа не кажет. Now listen to this part one more time in real speed.
Ой, что нынче страх в поселке? Из дома никто нос не кажет.
Okay, then she continued. Ревкома уполномоченный с милиционером все еще в центре не вернулись. The Central's committee rep is still in the city with the police chief. They haven't returned. So this word ревком means революционный комитет, and it's just an institution that was organized after the revolution. It didn't last long, but in early 20s it was there. Ревком. So the guy from this ревком, kind of a governor of that place, together with the police chief, милиционер. You see, in Russia we had милиция instead of police, полиция. And it has been like that for a long period of time. And just recently, several years ago, they renamed it. So everything stayed the same, but now it's полиция. Полиция. But in the 20th century, it was милиция. And a policeman was милиционер. And the next sentence. А этот рыжий, что к нам приходил, самого Абдулу будто поймал. And that red hat that has come to us, they say he caught Абдуллах himself. First, the adjective рыжий. Рыжий is the word for hair color. In English, it's red or ginger, and in Russian, it's рыжий. Рыжие волосы. Red hair. For example, her hair is red. Её волосы рыжие. And so, этот рыжий, что к нам приходил. Here the word что means который. Рыжий, который к нам приходил, самого Абдулу поймал. Абдулла is the name of the main bandit of that region, so he caught him. Абдулу поймал. Then she says a very useful phrase. Не к добру это. It's a bad sign. Or, that's not a good sign. The word добро means kindness, something good. But when you say it like this, не к добру. So literally it means not towards the kindness. And it means it's a bad sign. It's not a good sign. Не к добру. We use it a lot. Then again, the word Господи. Jesus, or, oh my God, Господи, ты-то хоть не задирайся, не встревай. Задираться is a pretty interesting verb. It means to act kind of aggressively, you know, when you want to provoke someone, when you want to start fighting, maybe saying some bad words or, I don't know, something like that. So in Russia, it's задираться. Here she means that he just should stay away from that, not taking part in something dangerous. Не задирайся. Не встревай. So don't interfere. Stay at home. And then again, very interesting phrase. Ведь будет с тебя. Своё отвоевал. Enough already. You have finished your war. So this enough already is the phrase будет с тебя. It means you've had enough, you've finished something. For example, you need to retire, enough of work already.
Выходи на пенсию, будет с тебя работать.
And it's a very common phrase when you want to make someone stop doing something. You can say
будет с тебя.
The last phrase was своё отвоевал. So you hear it's the verb воевать. Воевать means to take part in some war. And when you add a prefix от, for example, отработал, it means that something is already finished. For example, work.
Он отработал.
Or like here, he's not fighting any war now. So,
он отвоевал.
Now listen to the full dialogue one more time.
Опять ты мне эту игру поставила? Не могу я ее каждый день проклятую есть. Хоть бы хлеба достала.
Господи, да где же вы теперь найдешь-то? Съешь, ведь опять не закусывал. Ой, что нынче страх в поселке? Из дома никто нос не кажет. Ревком уполномоченный-то с милиционером все еще в центре не вернулись. А этот рыжий, что к нам приходил, самого Агдулу-то поймал. Не к добру. Господи, ты-то хоть не задирайся, не встревай. Ведь будет с тебя свое отвоевал.
And that was it. Now you can listen to the vocabulary explanations in Russian, or you can go to Ministory. See you there.
Ваше благородие, госпожа разлука, все мы с ней не встретимся, вот какая штука. Письмецо в конверте, погоди, не рви, не везет мне в смерти, повезет в любви. Письмецо в конверте, погоди, не рви, не везет мне в смерти, повезет в любви. Ваше благородие, госпожа удача, для кого ты добрая, а кому иначе? 9 граммов сердце, постой, не зови. Не везет мне в смерти, повезет в любви. 9 граммов сердце, постой, не зови. Не везет мне в смерти, повезет в любви. Ваше благородие, госпожа победа, значит, моя песенка до конца не спета. Перестаньте, черти, да клясться на крови. Не везет мне в смерти, повезет в любви. Перестаньте, черти, да клясться на крови. Эх, не везет мне в смерти, повезет в любви.